Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. It's a follow-on episode because we've just been recording the All You Need Is Love episode for Valentine's Day. And I ended it by saying that what I would like to be able to do is offer a meditation to all of my viewers and listeners to help you booster up that kind of love battery in the body. So what we're going to do today is that meditation. So one of the things that I love about the advertising slot in Own Your Health is that we are really picky about who we talk to. Evolve Organic Beauty are so on the mark because one of the things is that they're free from unnecessary synthetic chemicals. So the first product is this, which is the Daily Renew Facial Cream. It's full of gorgeous ingredients, but one of the main ingredients that we need to know about is coconut peptides, and it absorbs beautifully into the skin. And then for the nighttime, which is the Nightly Renew Facial Cream, which is this one here. Now, this is delivering visible results, detoxifying, and it's smoothing, and it's plumping, and it is blended with 100% natural fragrance proven to enhance sleep. The other thing that I love is that it's vegan. Big tick, cruelty-free, massive tick, and it's using sustainable, eco-friendly packaging. The other good news is that you can get 20% off if you use the code BRINDLE20. So, Evolve Beauty, have a good look at these two latest products and the full range as well, and use your code BRINDLE20. I am offering myself as a vehicle to allow you to love. You can just literally suck the love out of me. Now, that's a really easy thing for me to say because I'm quite an open channel now and I've spent many years developing that. And I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I know that I can do this easily. So all I need to say to you is by just engaging with the process I'm giving you right now, I will be able to just open myself up to allow the love to come into me and come straight into you. Okay? So all you need to do is sit down somewhere, preferably somewhere quiet. Just take a deep breath and just sigh the breath out. So with this breath, just breathe deeply in. Linger at the top of the breath and just, you can make that noise. If you're not yet feeling ready to settle, I'd press pause on this and just stand up and just shake the body vigorously for about a minute or two, perhaps to the length of a song, and then sit back down and just do that breath again and join me now where I am. So just press pause, okay, and just come back in. And just those of you listening, I'm just doing that lovely, seductive kind of snake dance side to side. Now, this is a really important way to enter into meditation. Often people struggle to start meditating because they're too full of frenetic, kinetic energy. So that big, deep shake before you start is a really good way. And then you need to transition out of that because that should get all the nervous energy out of the way and do what I'm doing right now, which is just imagining that someone's got a piece of dental floss going from one side to the other and they're just pulling it. And I'm just leaning into it. I've been talking to quite a few TV people recently. They say that all the time, leaning into things. So you're going to lean into yourself. Just let the neck and the head just sigh, breathe, slow the breath. And just start to feel the pleasure of where you are. Don't worry about anything. Just feel the pleasure of this stretch and this gentle movement, this sort of seated sway. And there will reach a point when your body feels like it wants to be still. So just work with me here. And when the body starts to think, do you know what? I kind of quite fancy just not moving. Just go to that state, take your hands to your lower belly, close your eyes, and just gently breathing in and out, and just allowing your body to relax. Relaxing by listening to my voice, and breathing deeply, down, down. So imagining you're walking downstairs, walking downwards into a darkness, into a blissfully relaxed state. Imagining a smile down in your lower belly, feeling a warmth, a glowing ember, smiling gently on your face like Mona Lisa. And be aware of your body, warm, relaxed. And with each exhale, allow yourself to go into a beautiful state of bliss. Feel the cells relaxing. Feel the peace. If your attention wanders, just take it back to the warm glow in your lower belly. Use your imagination, feeling what a warm glow feels like, warm and glowing. Now take your attention to your heart and be aware of your heart. Feel its beating. Feel its warmth. Feel its power. Smiling into your heart. And imagine as you sit in this relaxed state that your heart is receiving a huge channel of light coming straight in from my heart, beaming in like a huge light. Powerful light, and it radiates like the sun into every cell of your body, feeding your body with light and love. The body can feast. Feeling it radiate. Feeling its adaptogenic power, softening what's tense, strengthening what's weak. Feeling a warm glow in every cell of your body. Imagining in the feeling of your body, feeling a state of love. Amplify that state. Imagine that state expanding inside your body. Feeling love. Imagine the love you share for something you love so much, a pet, a child, something on Instagram that makes you feel sweet. And imagine that sensation expanding inside the cells of your body, packing in its power like a battery charging. Strengthening in its sensation, real love. Feel that love surging up from the lower belly, surging up through the main heart chakra, surging up through the higher dantian of your forehead, feeling this bar of love surging through the dainty ends of your body, going up and up, all the way to the top of the head, and then travelling down the back of the head and down the spine, all the way down to the perineum where you're sat, surging its way back up in this dynamic loop of love, coming up the centre line of the body, up to the top of the head and down the spine and round, with each breath strengthening the sensation of loving energy, feeling and driving the energy with your sensation of love. Imagine the thing you love most and feel that powerful feeling strengthening through the body, up and down, feeding the cells, nourishing every strength, every cell of your body. Feeling the power of what you love most, powering up each cell like a battery pack, the power of love strengthening through your channel. Now feel that love so strong inside your body. Feel your body strong and powerful, energized by this sensation. Those of you which wish to take this to a stronger level, feel that energy showing itself, amplifying itself to such an extent that it radiates out through your skin into your auric field, that your entire body is full of love. So much so that it radiates out, that it's felt by all of those around you, filling the space in the room where you sit. Feel the room full of this loving frequency, radiating from your heart power, radiating like a light bulb, emulating itself, strengthening through with each breath in, strengthening, packing this voltage into the cells of your body to such an extent that this heart energy radiates to all those around you. Every cell healed, weak cells strengthened, tight cells released. And then gently relax. And this exercise can be repeated many times. Just take the energy back down and just bring the energy back in and notice how we feel just by taking ourselves back to normal. Just bringing all that energy back in, gently taking the attention back up to behind the eyes and just gently, perhaps swaying a little bit if you wish to move. Just closing everything back down. Just imagine the portals coming back into normal. You're just back into normal state. And notice the strength inside the cells of your body. It's a beautiful love language that will allow the cells of the body to strengthen beautifully from this ultimate healing tool, which is love language. Okay? And the healing sensation of this strength. And the more you practice this exercise, the more you can kind of pack it into the room around you. It's something I do because I sometimes get... In fact, I quite often get imposter syndrome when I'm kind of zhuzhing around in London or just like, you know, mixing with people who are quite, I don't know, quite high life people. And I kind of think, oh my God, I can't believe I'm here. I feel a bit like, okay. I go into that love space because I just think, right, well, that I can do. So I can change the energy frequency of myself and those around me by just being very loving and bringing that light into the space, which hopefully will make everyone feel better. And it's kind of the gift I can give myself and all those around me. And it gives me strength, literally, to kind of deal with situations where sometimes I might feel a little bit inadequate. So that is a meditation which is brought to you around the Valentine's narrative, building on last episode. So thank you so much for joining me. If you found that helpful, please share it with each other. Practice it regularly if you wish to. And I look forward to seeing you next time. If you're on YouTube, please hit subscribe and do feel free to message in or write any comments on the social channels. And I look forward to seeing you later on.